The name of this show, Confessions of a Heavy Thinker, is taken from a satiric essay I wrote 2.5 decades ago that appeared in the San Francisco Chronicle and elsewhere, and which has also had an interesting, much plagiarized life online. So arguably, I've been thinking of my essays as confessions for more than a quarter century, and I realized, last week, that this has had a greater effect on me than I have heretofore acknowledged. For really, I have confessed rather a lot over the years in these audio essays and in other writing. Long-time listeners are likely aware, for example, that I am a spleenless, partially blind practitioner of pagan magic, a reader of tarot and I Ching, a former Christian cultist, an idolater and drug user, and that I drool in my sleep. This realization that I am a confessional writer was accompanied by two concerns. First, I wonder if by being so self-obsessed I am also being boring, a sin I would never happily admit. And second, I wonder if by being so particular, so focused on my peccadilloes, I am making my writing irrelevant to the overwhelming majority of people who are not me. On both counts, I'm happy to say, I find myself not guilty. In connection with the first charge, being boring, I reached a verdict rather easily. After all, when it comes to the writing of personal essays, masters from Montaigne to Hunter S. Thompson have shown that nothing succeeds like excess. And if, God has helped you, you are considering taking up the practice, you could do worse than beginning with a comprehensive list of your flaws, shortcomings, and egregious stupidities, for they will be the source of much of your best work. In connection with the second charge, irrelevance, the verdict is less clear, for it is not immediately obvious that the life experience of a spleenless drooler such as myself can be of use to listeners confronting entirely different sets of personal challenges. But in fact, I can say from personal experience that the essays I have read on the radio that are most personal, most potentially embarrassing to me, are also the ones that connect best with listeners. Really, it's when I am most nervous about a piece that I get the best response. It seems that when it comes to personal essays, the way to have a broad impact is to focus tightly on the subjects I know best, myself, and the many ways I disappoint myself. I've been writing these little essays for many years now. This is perhaps the 200th I've recorded. They've always been of use to me. Writing, recording, and noting the feedback I get has been a wonderful means of self-discovery, and, I confess, I'm grateful to all of you for being my therapists. Hopefully, I have returned the favor, at least a little. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.